Okay.
You can sue the owner. He's got some money.
Don't do it, Reggie.
Well, I'll try something else.
Well, depending on how the ratings come out next week, he has some money. We'll see how that shakes out. Get back to me next Thursday. How are you, man?
I am absolutely great. Excited.
So, did you go to Media Days when you were at Murray State?
We didn't have those.
I didn't think so. Okay, I was just checking. But it is certainly a good football program over there.
It is.
You would love to play with them now. They throw it all over the place.
Yeah, but I don't think my body will let me do it now.
Probably true.
Getting old's tough, isn't it?
It's rough, especially on a guy with injuries like mine. It's tough.
Well, the good news for Reggie is he is passing on his knowledge to others, and the AAU football program that Reggie's getting started here is now taking off. I've seen video of practices, and I mean, I would come out and watch, but I'm not a big fan of the heat unless there's a golf club in my hand. So, but it's going well. It looks like you're getting a lot of attention. Good turnout.
Yeah, we got our first game this Saturday. Our kids have been practicing since June 17th, and we got our first game this Saturday at Central High School against a team coming in from Memphis called the Orange Mound Raiders. And the first game starts around 10 o'clock with our 7-8 year olds. Then 11:30, our 9-10 year olds play, and 12:30, our seniors play. So we got a lot of attention right now. A lot of people talking about coming out. Hey, it's free admission.
I can afford that.
And all that we ask is everybody bring one can good so we can help feed the homeless for Greater Second Baptist Church.
Okay.
So you bring one can good and you're good. But we are so excited. Our kids have been working. I think our parents love it. Our coaches are excited. I cannot sleep. I got plays running through my head. I got special teams running through my head. I got everything going through my head right now, Akery. Saturday morning, I'll be a whole new person.
It's stressful, isn't it?
It's here.
I cannot imagine.
11 months of putting this.
I used to be kept up at night worrying about the Buzz Bowl we played against the morning show, and it was only one game. and so I cannot imagine. I couldn't do it. There is no way with my anal retentive ways and my nervousness that I could possibly be a coach. I don't know how you do it.
You have to love you know what you're doing. You have to love the kids. And I got 71 kids total in my program. We have an AAU league now. I got 6 teams in the league. So we're trying to get things a lot better around here as far as youth football. We're trying to teach these kids better. And we are so excited right now. All the coaches are in the entire league. And we're ready to get going. My blood is flowing right now.
You're ready to
roll. I wish we could play this evening.
I know. I'm sure that's right. You're very anxious here as you get close to it. We were talking earlier, too, about the philosophy and the AAU way. And mm-hmm. I know, you know, you guys have been very focused, as most leagues are at this point, on safety. And I know from a technique standpoint, that's really job one for you guys.
Right. I've been named ambassador of youth football, you know, as far as Arkansas. So, you know, our job is teaching safety the correct way to tackle. Making sure our kids are fitted properly. We've all seen kids out there with helmets too big. You can take it and spin it around their head. Well, my job as ambassador is to make sure our kids are properly fitted right. And if I see a kid out there that has on a helmet too big or too small, shoulder pads too big, too small, I'm going to have that kid removed because it's not in the best interest of that kid. And so we're having a seminar on August the 4th for all the parents in our league to make sure our parents know how to fit their kids, to make sure our parents know to just make sure our coaches are doing right. So I'm super excited about that and what the NFL is doing as far as concussions as well. You know, I've been trained in that as much as, you know, I've had 2 concussions, so I know the symptoms of them. So the number one thing is making sure our kids are safe, 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 because right now it's too many head injuries and we've got to cut that down.
It's not a good thing. We like smash mouth football, but we don't like smash people football.
Right. In fact, my son tried to make a tackle in practice last week, head was down, and I chewed him a new butthole. Because we go over these techniques every day.
That's pretty serious discipline you got going on over there. You are a human sharknado. I mean,
he's my son, so I can get a little bit more personal with him.
No question.
And it hits home with me because, you know, I got hurt. So, you know, I chewed his butt. So, son, keep your head up, man, because your mom is not trying to push you around the wheelchair. And
That's
I don't want to hear her mouth.
That's exactly.
Because she'll leave me. I promise you she'll leave me. She will leave me, I promise you.
I love it. Reggie Swinton joining us in studio. You are on fire. I love it. I love it. You are so funny. I do want to correct something I said earlier. I appreciate Trey hit me on the Twitter. I had mentioned Jonathan Williams, and we had mentioned him as a senior. He's listed on that Doak Walker list as a senior, but he's only a sophomore, of course. So looking forward to him. What do you think about Bielema? How do you feel about Arkansas's chances this year?
You know what? When the first day that he got named, I was like most of the state. Who is he? What is our AD thinking. And the more I hear this guy talk, I met him at a golf tournament, and I think that he's the best thing for Arkansas at this point. I love Petrino. You know, I was a wide receiver. But I think right now you have to be able to run the ball to win the SEC championship game. And with Brett Bielema, he's bringing that hard-nosed football in here. We haven't seen physical football in here here in years. So now we finally got some physicality that's going on here. And I can't wait to go watch the first game. I'm excited, and I'm still bitter about the game last year against ULM. You know, I was there, and I'm still bitter about that. So I'm waiting for our first game so we can see what happens and what style he's bringing. And let's go Hawks.
It's got to be better than last year's first game.
It doesn't have to be, unfortunately, because, frankly, this is a really good university.
They are pretty
good. Louisiana
team,
yeah. They're picked to win the Sun Belt. Monroe and Lafayette are both, I guess, they were co-preseason favorites. So it's not an easy task out of the gate. They could have had a little easier game. I mean, it would have been nice if they could have replaced that with a Furman or somebody, with all due respect to Furman or any of the other schools that happen to be on LSU's schedule.
Well, if Arkansas can catch up with all the in-state teams that played well last year, we'll be a dominant state because UCA played well last year, Pine Bluff. Yeah,
ASU, I mean, yeah.
I mean, everybody played well last year except for the number one team.
Even at the D2 level, you had Henderson State rolling. So.
Right. Harding played pretty well.
Yeah, Harding had a good year. Yeah. They made the playoffs. So, yeah, it was a great year for football. Frankly, it's been a couple years in a row.
Right.
Because I remember the year, it was a couple weeks before, there was like a 14 or 15-game winning streak for the Division I teams in the state. It was quite a roll they had going, so.
So, come on, Brett, get us going.
I'm with you.
Hog Nation is ready.
Well, the thing is, we kind of act like this is the beginning of the season, but let me tell you what happens. The next 2 weeks, we sort of piece it together. And then they start practice, and we get excited again.
Right.
And then after the third week of practice with no games, it's like, and they tackled each other, and they ran plays at practice today, and here this guy stubbed his toe, and I'm like, oh, man. After 3 weeks of that, it's brutal.
And everybody called in asking the same question. Justin, what do you think?
Who's the backup quarterback going to be?
I answered this question 2 months ago.
I know. It's tough. We'll have a little more with Reggie Swinton coming up. Again, you can catch AAU football at Central High this Saturday. If you're going to go, I'd go. I like that early game at 10 a.m. That's my kind of deal. With the-